Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That would be the USA, America, and we're
it's a big old land.
Glad you're here to help us celebrate the United States of America on What's on Your Mind, where we celebrate free speech every day. Isn't that what we do, Kev?
That is exactly what we do.
Exactly right. You tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've...
And we're going to start this hour with Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall, so you can ask him any questions or comments that you might have today on the program. 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100, or text us at 701-237-1590. Welcome back, Senator Cramer. How are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Scott. I'm out here in Washington where Canadian smoke has found its way in a kind of a really big, big way, and it's freaking people out in the East, as you know. We live with it a little more regularly in the West, and it's kind of like a blizzard out here. They don't know what to do about it. They don't know how to handle it, but it is. I don't want to diminish it either. It's quite significant.
Tell them to Google New England's dark day. New England's dark day. Anybody that's freaked out and say. That was actually a cloud that went from Maine to New Jersey with Canadian wildfire smoke, and that was in 1780. So this stuff's been around for a while, you know. But it is amazing of the generation today, like, oh, what's happening? It's an Armageddon.
It's
unbelievable. And, yeah, you're right. The air quality's not good, so.
No, it's really quite hazardous out here. But anyway, that said, it's still good to be us. It's still good to be us with our free speech and the opportunity to exercise it today. So cool. I'm glad we get to. I'm glad we worked it out in this weird schedule of yours and mine.
No, we're glad to have it work whenever it works for you. It's great. Doug Burgum joined the presidential fray yesterday, and he's now one of what I think 8 or 9 or 10, something like that, of the presidential candidates. But not every day we get a governor from North Dakota running for president. What was your thoughts on that?
I think it's great, Scott. I just think it's marvelous that Doug's doing. You know, and I don't think any of us are shocked by it. I think people have been talking for probably a year or two as they've watched it. Doug with his aspirations, sort of, how presidential candidates oftentimes give themselves away before they announce their candidacy, but. Having said all of that, I just think it's awesome. I think Doug's personal story is so fantastic, and if people take the time to listen to it and hear it, I think it's motivating. And then you talk the North Dakota story that he gets to tell. Wow, aren't we fortunate that he's going to have a bigger stage to tell that story on, whether it's Iowa State Fair or door-to-door in New Hampshire or, on social media and the airwaves of South Carolina. This process is great, and he's got an opportunity to tell a really, really good story about himself and his upbringing in a really cool place called North Dakota and North Dakota success. So I'm all for it.
I love the fact that small town America is on the stage, you know.
Yep.
And by small town America, I don't mean Fargo and Bismarck. I mean Arthur and Kindred, you know. I mean small towns.
Right. Yeah, that's right. No, I think that's the coolest part. And frankly, that's one of the cooler parts about Doug himself is that he's always the kid from Arthur. And he loves talking about the Class B the Class B kids that, you know, that work for him at Great Plains and what they've accomplished. And, yeah, you're exactly right. Now I get to tell it on a bigger stage. And, you know, Doug, as you might imagine, I've educated a lot of Washington reporters about Doug Burgum in the last several days. And as I often tell them, not only is his personal story fascinating because he really does come from a small town, literally a small town, and now he's governor, and even his path to governor, everything Doug has done, he's aspired beyond people's belief he could do it. And whether it's taking Great Plains to the incredible heights and then the acquisition by Microsoft and becoming an executive VP there, or his political service becoming governor, all of that is fascinating in and of itself. But we should never forget where he is today, not as a governor and as a very successful, and yes, successful business people become wealthy. And wealth is part of the formula for in politics, in particularly national politics. And so he has something else besides a great story, and that is he has the resources and the network that can actually, you know, put him on the stage to tell the story. I'm all for him. I don't know how far he's going to go. He might go all the way to the White House, and I hope he does. And if he doesn't, however far he does go, I think it's positive for North Dakota. It's positive for the Republican Party in North Dakota. It's positive for the Republican National Party, and it's positive for our country.
Mike Pence also entered the presidential sweepstakes this week. I think it's fair to say you would call Mike Pence a friend and have had a close relationship with him. What do you think of his chances?
Yeah, so, you know, I think everybody's chances whose name isn't Trump, are uphill. And if you're Ron DeSantis, you're just a little further up the hill, but it's still a steep climb. Mike Pence is a good friend, like Doug Burgum, he's on in my cell phone, and we talk and text back and forth a fair bit. And Mike is a proven leader. I mean, he's a gentleman of a guy. He's a sweetheart of a guy. He's a very faithful man, as you know. And that gives me great confidence when somebody is following the Lord, that I believe that the Lord is following them and encouraging them. And so Mike and Karen are great. I know Mike, and Mike's a former governor as well. I know he and Doug know each other well and have worked together. And, but I just think for anybody that's not, it's not the very top right now. It's a steep climb, but somebody making that climb is going to get there and at least be on the big stage. And I suspect Mike will certainly be on the big stage. When I say the big stage, I mean we'll be in the debates. And the thing about Mike Pence is he's very articulate. He does know the issues at a domestic level as well as an international level and national defense issue. He understands the swamp and how it works. He's also been a successful governor. He's been an executive and an excellent communicator. I think, he's certainly on the A-team.
Danny and Lori had a question for Senator Kevin Cramer, 271-1100. Your question's welcome. Text us at 237-1590. Danny, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I was going to say, as far as Hunter Biden goes, he's got apparently two pending charges that he's maybe looking at. One is income tax problem, and the other one is illegal gun possession. And you got Joe Biden that we don't know yet that might have took a bribe when he was vice president. So right. If they are found guilty in a court of law, I want them held accountable just like anybody else and to pay the same consequences as anybody else. Now, that goes with former President Trump, who is facing some very serious charges. And if he is found guilty and the allegations against him are in court and cross-examined and found guilty, then they say that he should face the same consequences as somebody else. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, nobody should be above the law. There shouldn't be a multi-tiered justice system. I would say about, you brought up Joe Biden, that the sitting presidents are a little bit different. I mean, in our system, they're a little bit different in that they have some protections against indictment, things like that. All of that said, there's a different justice system for them. And if in fact Joe Biden is found to have been to be guilty of taking a bribe as vice president or maybe even president, the problem right now with all of this is that the multi-tier justice system is preventing the Bidens from their information even being made available, to the point where subpoenas have been absolutely ignored, and the oversight leaders in the House of Representatives, the Oversight Committee, have been snubbed by the Department of Justice, the Attorney General of the United States, the FBI Director. So that the tiers of justice come down more to finding people guilty because you don't get the evidence because they're protected by the infrastructure rather than the consequence when they are found guilty. So, but yes, I believe in a single tier justice system, and anybody's found guilty, they should face the consequences. In the case of a former president, while there are some similarities to having been president, in this case, Donald Trump, I believe this two tier justice system is in fact discriminates against Donald Trump. What Donald Trump has had to endure by this Justice Department, with raids on his home, you know, the finding of documents he should not have, of course. Joe Biden's also had the same thing happen, except a much kinder, gentler raid on the home. And it's those differentiations that I think cause people to distrust.
No kidding. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Denny, thanks for the call. More with Senator Kramer coming up.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Cash and Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Cash and Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transport, and storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As fieldwork begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind is powered by people that we so appreciate, our fine listeners supporting, because they're here to support us and the program. We want you to support them. One of those businesses is H.A. Thompson & Sons, and you're going to need a new water heater at some point. You're going to think, hey, I should have a garage heater, right? Maybe I need a new bathroom. Time for a furnace and air conditioning replacement, whatever it is. I mean, even something as simple as piping in natural gas to your grill, call H.A. Thompson & Sons and have them do it. And also commercial services from design, build to new construction, prefab, repair, and remodel, they do that as well. HATandSons.com or call 701-223-3393. Andy is next for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Andy.
Morning, Senator. I got to give you credit for taking cold calls. Not a lot of representatives do that.
Most of my colleagues think I'm nuts.
A couple years ago. Well, maybe you are, but we are from North Dakota.
There you go.
It's the insider trading, the ability for Congress people to somehow clairvoyantly beat the market. I asked you about this a couple years ago, and you gave me an explanation about how you essentially police yourself. Well, now it's amplified by the, you know, roughly 20% decrease in a lot of people's 401ks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're people that, you know, live by the rule and can't have that kind of information. Is there any movement at all about this? Because it's very, very frustrating to watch. And it does speak to the double, the two-tiered justice system. But if I were doing that, I don't think I would get off, self-policing, put it that way.
Yeah. So a couple of things. Of course, my 401k is same as everybody else's. It's down 20% or whatever the market's showing these days. I don't look at it lately because it's too depressing. And that's all I have. I've never traded personally. Yeah. For one thing, I just don't know enough about it. I wouldn't trust my own judgment. Plus it does protect you from appearances of impropriety and whatnot. Most senators are much wealthier than me, and some of them do multiple trades every single day, and they hire people to do it. But there are all of the safeguards are in place for that to happen, and I've never really seen an example of quote insider trading. There was the case with Richard Burr a couple of years ago, where after a hearing, supposedly a briefing, I guess it wasn't a hearing, a briefing on COVID vaccines or something, he sold, or the onslaught of COVID, somewhere early in the COVID thing, he sold some of his stock from a pharmaceutical and made some money before it went down. None of that was classified information. It was open to the public. And he, by the way, was cleared of all charges. It just cost him a couple million dollars to defend himself against the bureaucracy. I've really never seen anybody game the system in the United States Senate since the Investment Act or the Invest Act or whatever it's called passed a few years ago. And I think that was maybe right after I got into Congress, shortly after I got, I don't know, Andy, time goes so fast, but I've really not seen it. Your point, first of all, is right on. There's no way Congress should have inside information, and I don't think we do. The only way you could have, I suppose, is if you somehow were able to use your influence or your position or a relationship to get inside information, but we really don't get the type of inside information in a classified briefing or something like that. I suppose the one area where you'd have to be careful, the most careful, would be in the area of national defense and defense contracts. If you're, you know, on the Armed Services Committee, which I am, then you suddenly buy a bunch of stock in Lockheed Martin a couple of days before voting for a new program that Lockheed Martin would be able to take advantage of, that would be a direct conflict that I could envision happening and maybe even has happened historically. But I think in today's system, even if you did that, you'd get caught because of our new report, more recent reporting requirements. I file.
There's a lot of. There's a lot more talk and, visibility of it now, and
transparency.
I went back on Twitter after it got uncensored, but there's a
good for you.
Account, and it's associated with a commercial software that actually tracks investments made mostly by members of the House of Representatives, and they seem to be doing so well. I'm tempted to buy this app and imitate it.
So
I'm just saying, the more this gets out, the more publicity that this receives. receives, the more and more angry people are getting, particularly in this day and age. Pretty straight up guy, you know.
That's the thing.
This would bother you.
The only example I can think of is the most recent example of suspicion has been, frankly, Nancy Pelosi, the former speaker, where her husband has made some trades
excellent
that have
example.
Evidently been,
excellent
yeah,
example.
Very lucrative. And that is, I think that, and I don't know how much is that's been investigated by the Ethics Committee or the Justice Department. And this gets back to our previous call about a two-tier justice system. It's oftentimes isn't so much that you wouldn't be punished if you were caught. It's that you were never caught because you might be able to, influence an investigator or a regulator of some sort. But other than that Pelosi example, which again, I'm not casting the judgment, but it was highly suspicious. And you're right, the suspicion. This is when we often say, Scott, in our world, is the appearance is almost as bad as the truth, because you end up having to defend against the appearance and prove innocence rather than prove guilt. But that's the spotlight we live in, and this is why I do everything. Only all investments, all in retirement, all of my accounts are solely 401k, or in our case TSP, the federal program, or during my state time, the state public employee retirement system, so that I just never have to answer that, because I don't know what specifically it's being traded for me.
My favorite example is a guy that's been in Congress since 1972 and owns three homes, including a beach home in Delaware. So something's going on. That appearance is disturbing to a guy like me. And again,
Let's see. Beach home in Delaware. Who could he be talking about? Yeah.
It's so frustrating because. I'm trying to play by the rules, you know what I mean? I stay in a professional CDL. I'm a very regulated person.
Yes, you are. Yes, the CDL, are regulated.
Thanks for letting me vent.
It's a
get
really important
there,
point.
Senator,
I appreciate that. The Joe Biden Delaware home thing is a good example. And we've had some situations pretty close to home, Scott, remember, relating to beach homes and members of Congress previous to the Investment Act. I forget what that bill was called that governs our investments in Congress. But it's also led to a lot of these people leaving a term earlier than they wanted to, or, they could have run for re-election one more time, but rather than facing the ethics charge, in some cases they were actually under investigation, and rather than going through it, left Congress. There is a justice system that actually works, even when it's not a jail time justice system, or, in politics, self-governance is a really wonderful regulator.
Hold that thought. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. The woke agenda, spirited division, open borders, outrageous spending, record debts, $32 trillion, endless propaganda. Our America was meant to ebb and flow, but it seems the limits are increasingly being pushed. Let's get back to our founding principles of hard work, self-responsibility, and flying our statement of freedom, old glory. I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. That's 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. France's Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin says an attacker with a knife injured children and others in the Alps town of Annecy. The attack took place near a primary school today. Police report they have detained the attacker. Witnesses said some of the children appeared to be as young as 3 or 4. An adult is also in critical condition this hour. Smoke choking the skies across the Northeast is expected to linger at least until next week. It's a result of roughly 100 wildfires burning across Canada. Nearly 100 million people in more than a dozen states were under air quality alerts yesterday. At one point, New York City was listed as having the worst air quality in the world. Meteorologist Angie Lassman.
Tomorrow, we're going to see minor improvements. By Saturday and Sunday, much better. We'll maybe see a haze in the air, but even by the beginning of next week, some rain will help wash that out, but winds will switch and make it a whole lot better.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
So, lunch today could be a little different. Not the same old if you choose PetroServe USA for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Swedish meatballs. When's the last time you had Swedish meatballs for lunch? 45th Street Fargo location has it. Beef dips in Glendon. Ulan has tacos. NP Avenue Salisbury steak. Cheesy scallop potatoes and ham, 12th Avenue and I-29. West Main, West Fargo, scallop potatoes and ham or Salisbury steak. Salisbury steak and Harwood. French dip sandwich or pork over mac and cheese in Valley City today. PetroServe USA.
You want a great dinner hack? It's those Swedish meatballs.
Yeah.
Get a double or a triple order. Bring them home. Get your egg noodles boiling. Boom. Add a little extra gravy maybe you can make
them. Wow, yeah.
Yep. I mean, it's just so good.
There you go.
Get the noodles with them.
I will be cruising Highway 10 today out to Lakes area for a couple of meetings, and I think I might stop and get some popcorn. I love the popcorn at PetroServe in Glendon. They do a nice job. That's a meal for me. That's a food for me.
Right.
Popcorn.
There you go.
I love it. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's go to Mark in Grand Forks with a question, and then I have a couple of questions for you, too. I want to squeeze in on some topics we've not had a chance to talk to you about. Mark, Grand Forks, go ahead.
Scott, Senator, thanks for
my
call this morning. Hey, Senator Cramer, so I've talked to you about this a couple of times before on various times when you've taken calls on the radio. But now that this ATF rule has gone through on stabilizing braces,
yeah.
I have two concerns. One...
Yep.
This has not gone through Congress. It's a rule. It's not a law. It's not gone through the actual process that it should. And number two, there's a ton of people out there. If we go by statistics, the estimates are anywhere from between 10 and 40 million of these things in across the U.S. population. You know, who knows how many of those are in North Dakota, but I guarantee you it's a lot. What can be done for North Dakota citizens? Because, you know, I'm a gun nut. I'm a kind of a nerd about this stuff. And but not a lot of people are in that same boat. And it's not so much a matter of people don't want to comply with laws. It's just simple. They're oblivious to it. They have no idea what's coming. And now with something like this coming down with the force of a felony, you know, how many, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a fine, 10 years in jail time. What can be done to slap the ATF back to the Stone Age where they belong?
Yeah. So, gosh, that's a lot. And you're right. You're right up to speed. And this is a nerdy issue, right? This isn't as basic as banning a particular type of a rifle or you know, universal, you know, background check and all that. This is a little bit wonky enough. So, because the pistol brace, the stabilizing brace itself is sort of a specialized tool that actually makes using guns safer, right? I mean, it's a, they could stabilize,
correct.
You know, so it actually makes it safer. So the caller's right in that the ATF rules basically trying to turn the brace, much like silencers and ear protection, anything that's attached to a firearm, they want to make it a weapon that's regulated. And so I'm with you. I'm actually on an amicus brief. So you asked what can be done. First thing you should know is I've actually joined an amicus brief in a lawsuit against this rule, number one. Second of all, the House of Representatives this week was going to vote on overturning that rule, which they no doubt would have passed, except that a few members of the Freedom Caucus did the one thing that is both unthinkable and it's just despicable, frankly. They voted against the rule, so that meant the bill couldn't even come to the floor, and so they weren't able to vote to overturn it. That vote will pass in the House. It may even pass in the Senate to overturn the rule. Now, just so people know, what these are called are Congressional Review Acts or CRAs, Scott, and Congress has that right within a certain number of days of the rule being enacted or finalized to overturn that rule by a simple majority vote in the House and the Senate. But then, of course, it's subject to a presidential veto. So the president would obviously end up vetoing that, and the rule would take effect until such time as a smarter president would come into office and overturn that rule again. So we'll do the part we
Can
need
I
to do on the legislative side.
Part of the
yeah.
question?
Yep.
Cool. Okay. So, yep. And I'll hang up and listen after this, but I'll leave
no problem.
You with this. When we have precedents set in this country over the last 15 to 20 years to say, this is legal, this is legal, this is legal, no problem
right.
at all, you're well within
right.
your rights.
Right.
And then unelected bureaucrats on a whim changing definitions to make people felons. My
yep.
question is, what do we as American citizens do when we follow the rules, and then they turn it around to say, okay, well, now you're guilty if you don't register this? This is not a sustainable track forward for our nation.
Right.
What are your
yep.
thoughts about that? And thanks for
so,
hang up and listen.
Absolutely wonderful, profound question. Because what he just asked, Scott, doesn't just pertain to this one topic. This is his topic. It's his specific issue, the pistol brace thing. Throughout history, representative republic or exceptional self-governed nation, this is how you do it. You call your member on radio, you exercise your right to vote. Obviously, you get active in campaigns, but it's a big, complicated machine, these three co-equal branches with the bicameral legislature. But the backstop to all of this is that the three co-equal branches include the judiciary, and thank God we have the judiciary we have. So, this is why I joined the amicus brief with a number of other senators in the court to push back on the constitutional question of this ban on pistol braces or the regulation of pistol braces. But just to give people a sense of hope and to see the silver lining in the recent political era, or maybe the era we're living in now, imagine that the Supreme Court of the United States ruled in favor of North Dakota and West Virginia and West Virginia versus the EPA on the Clean Air Act issue. Massive victory. And they used, Scott, what's called the major questions doctrine. And this hits right to the caller's point. The major questions doctrine is a doctrine that had never been used in a case this big that I know of, where the court is saying, bureaucrat, unelected bureaucrat, you do not have license by Congress to make laws up that they don't empower you to do. Congress, I've been very critical of the history of Congress and lazy legislating and things like Clean Air, Clean Water Act, other broad authorizations, even farm bills, because they leave too much to the bureaucrat. But the major questions doctrine that the Supreme Court used in West Virginia versus EPA says you don't have a license. In the absence of a prohibition in the law, you don't have the license to create the law. In other words, Congress should not have to tell you what you cannot do. You simply can't do anything that they didn't tell you you can do. And this turns the bureaucracy on its head. Carry that forward to the more recent SAC, the SAC versus EPA in the waters of the United States rule. Scott, I cannot exaggerate what a major victory that case was for North Dakota and for and what a blow it was to the bureaucracy. Because what they said, not only did they say what Scalia said in his plurality opinion a number of years ago, and a couple of lawsuits ago before he died, where he said that waters of the U.S. is exactly that, a water, an interstate water that and the tributaries that flow into it, and then maybe adjacent waters. And I won't go through all the details unless somebody wants me to, that led to all of this. But this court, Alito, went back to 1986 and said, no EPA, no Corps of Engineers, you don't get to determine what a navigable waters of the United States is beyond what a navigable waters of the United States is. Big bodies of water and then other waters attached to it overland waters attached to it, where the difference between the wetland and navigable water is indistinguishable. That's it. Nothing else, not ephemeral streams, not intermittent streams, not wetlands, not water drops from the sky. Those are not waters of the United States.
I kind of miss Antonin Scalia.
Boy, Alito has stepped into the gap in a big way, Scott.
That's awesome.
But,
yep.
But anyway, now they're about to take up one that challenges the Chevron doctrine. The Chevron doctrine is a doctrine that says that in the absence of clear definition in the law, we defer to the agencies. This court's going to take that up. If they turn that on its head, Scott, think of just the WOTUS rule. It removed 90% of jurisdictional waters, federally jurisdictional waters, removed 90% of them from the jurisdiction of the Corps of Engineers and the EPA. 90%. That's how profound this court has been.
Another question from a listener. Jeffrey Clark, who was Assistant Attorney General for the Environmental and Natural Resources Division from 2018 to 2021, has said that the regulatory reform in the budget deal allows for the OMB director to have veto authority over any project that would inhibit or prevent Biden's green agenda goals or project. Also, this bill will not prevent environmental groups suing in federal courts to get an injunction or stop or stall a project. Is this true, or did McCarthy get played and is taking Biden's word that they will expedite projects faster than because of this bill?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, Jeffrey Clark, by the way, is one of the least reputable guys that served in the Biden or in the Trump administration. So I got that off my chest. I haven't heard him say this or haven't seen this, but I don't doubt that he'd say this. Here's my bigger problem with it. Everything he said is true before this, right? If there was no permitting reform in this bill, in the debt ceiling increase, which is, by the way, what would have happened had Kevin McCarthy not negotiated this deal, everything he says is already true. There's already the federal agency already has all of that authority, and people can and do sue, aka you name it. Dakota Access Pipeline, there's no judicial review reforms, there's no expedited judicial review in the law today, which is why we have these massive problems. And you don't have to take Biden's word for anything. What he did put in the law, what he did get into the law, is not insignificant by any stretch. A one-year stop clock on environmental assessments, EAs, and a two-year deadline on environmental impact statements. That's 2 years. Several projects right now are 5, 6, 7, 8 years into their environmental impact statements. So the bureaucracy already uses no shot clock to just expand all of this forever until such time as they finally do whatever they have to do. And then the litigation begins. So Jeffrey Clark is right in the sense that McCarthy did not get judicial expedited judicial review because he couldn't. Again, there's a Democratic president, Democratic Senate. He has a 4-member majority in the House of Representatives, and he's a speaker, and he was able to get those 2-year things. What he did do in addition to that, however, is while you can
hold that thought, if you would, Senator Kramer, up against the clock here, so hang tight. More coming up.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. At ND Estate Services, it's our job to take a complicated process and make it simple for you and your family. We educate families on how to, number one, avoid probate, protect from guardianship, save taxes, and most importantly, have peace of mind. Contact me, Mark, at 701-318-0908 or contact me via ndestateservices.com.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, our final segment with Senator Kevin Cramer, and we need to go into lightning round mode here to get everything in. Texter says, ask the senator if he's going to endorse Doug Burgum.
Yeah, I mean, I think I did it just a little bit ago on your show. yeah, I mean, why wouldn't I endorse Doug Burgum for president of the United States or governor? How cool would that be?
Yeah, so I guess I didn't take your earlier comments as an endorsement, but
I'm all for him. If he wants to do some, if he and his campaign want to do some sort of a quote formal endorsement type of thing that's different than me just getting on national television and radio and saying I'm all for them. I'm happy to do that, but you know me, I'm a little more casual sometimes in these things. But yeah, I mean I can't wait to see how far we can go with them, and hopefully it's to the White House.
Another text: Senator Cramer, the 2020 election was stolen. What are you going to do about it? or what are you doing about it, I guess is what it says. Same basic premise. But you've talked about the election having, you know, legal theft in it before. Do you think we've done enough to fix up the mess?
Well, I don't know what more Congress could do. We have fended off all attempts to federalize elections so that they could do everywhere in America what they did in some of the states in America. And so that's Congress. Our role is not to run elections. We do not want the federal government running elections. States run elections, and we need to keep it that way. States have tried some things that they couldn't do, and a lot of states have changed their laws to shore things up so that it wouldn't be legal to do things like unlimited ballot harvesting, trying to prohibit voter ID, for example, things like that. I think one of the biggest problems, first of all, the election was stolen by legal theft. Unfortunately, it was in fact legal. And by the way, there isn't a lawsuit yet that's been able to prove that it was stolen illegally. But there have been some that have proven, that some of the comments that were made about things like machines are libelous. So I think the bigger problem we have, it's not so much about elections. I think we can figure this out. As you noticed, even Donald Trump himself and the RNC have come around, and certainly the Senate committee and the House committee have come around to advocating for our people to do what Democrats do. Vote early. Don't wait for election day. Parties have early voting campaigns. Go after votes. Go get votes, put them in the bank, you know, a week before, a month before, if that's what the law allows. Stop standing on the merits of election day voting only to find out that we came up short. So that's the first thing. I think the other thing that has to be done at the local and state levels as well, and we're not going to be able to change the media, but we do have to play the same sort of media games as they play. We're not going to be able to stop Russia from trying to, influence elections with misinformation, or China with misinformation, but we should demand more of our national or our U.S. social media platforms and others to be either wide open or more discerning about what is and what isn't truth. Because right now what they do is they literally skew the messaging to the favor of the left. They've done that for years. It's just that technologically it's become probably a little more profound in the way that they do it. But then we have a Justice Department, Scott. I go back to the double, multiple tiers of justice. That's the other thing that we're all doing is calling out the Justice Department. Are you kidding me? Now, today, here we are. The Justice Department is going to go after, they're talking about indicting Donald Trump for having classified documents at his home, but do you think we're going to hear the same thing about Joe Biden and having, documents in his garage, and on and on it's gone. The fact that the Justice Department, days after Jim Justice announced for the United States Senate, the governor of West Virginia, they announced possible multiples of violations of his business, that the Justice Department is going to go after that just days after announcing. None of this is just coincidence. So we have some problems that we have to keep going after in the Justice Department, FBI, obviously, beyond rogue entity anymore. So anyway, we're doing all that we can, but what you don't want is you don't want Congress to, quote, fix this problem skewing elections. But we do also have to get over the notion that somehow Donald Trump was elected president and we're just living in four years of a pause. We're not. We have a president who's awful. He's awful, and we have to concentrate on doing all we can to defeat Joe Biden.
Squeeze in one more here. Now we have a minute for your answer. Question, how long are you going to let Mayorkas and the administration get away with this quick pass immigration scam, including not reporting the numbers using to cross and not calling them illegals?
Well, we can't. It's a funny thing about our system. I don't get to tell Mayorkas or Joe Biden what they call people. They are illegal. They're here illegally. They're illegal immigrants. We call them that as Republicans. Our Homeland Security Committee members call them that. They call Mayorkas out all of the time. I personally believe the one cabinet official that really can be called under the carpet and perhaps brought up on, you know, some sort of charges, which have to begin in the House. Of course, impeachment has to begin in the House, is Mayorkas. That guy is derelict in his duty without any question about it. But we rail about it all of the time. But again, we have a wonderful system of governance where people win elections and then they govern for a while. And, you know, the majority in the House, I think, is on the right track and holding them accountable. And the thing is, the majority in the House needs to get back to work. They've now had to call off this week because a number of actual Republicans have stopped Kevin McCarthy and the House of Representatives from functioning.
Always a pleasure. Another great hour with a lot of topics. Thank you, sir.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Order.